Chapter 22. I'm almost home before I remember that I want to enter my writing in a library contest. So I turn around, walk back to the library, and talk to the librarian. She says the contest winner will get $100. I sign myself up right away. I tell the librarian I'm going to turn my papers in tomorrow. At home after I eat, I go straight to my room and rewrite all of Akilma's stuff. I write them up real nice and neat. When I'm finished, I only have 5 pages. That ain't enough, I'm thinking. So I stay up half the night writing more. Mama comes to my room a few times and tells me to go to bed. But I beg her to let me stay up till I finish. Dear Diary, Kinjari isn't so skinny anymore. They had him working the crew, so they let him eat good. I cried when I saw him. I curled up in a ball and hid my face. Kinjari came closer and sat next to me. There is no one more beautiful than you, Akilma, he said. That only made me cry more. I'll go where you go, he said in my ear. You are a good boat builder at home, I said. They will want to keep you here when the ship docks. You will be free almost. Kinjari told me that he could never work on a boat like this just to see the sun and feel the wind whenever he pleased. I would rather be a slave with you than be free by myself, he said. Then he held my chin and helped me drink water from a wooden cup. At first I would not look him in the eyes. But then when I did, I was glad. Kinjari's eyes warmed me like the sun. Akilma. I never talked to Mama about Akilma till last night. When I got up this morning, she asked how things turned out. I let her read my diary page. You're a good writer, Mama says, setting the papers down gently. You could be a professional writer someday, Mama continues, sounding just like Miss Saunders. Like your father. Daddy wrote stuff? Stuff like this? I ask, putting my hand down on the papers. He wasn't as good as you, Mama says, going to the sink for a glass of water. She won't drink cold water from the fridge, just warm tap water. But your father, he wrote nice letters. Poems, stuff like that. He ever write a poem about you? Or me? I ask. Don't you remember the poem he wrote about you? The one about you being beautiful? Mama asks. Me? What? I ask, getting excited. No, I don't remember. When did Daddy write that? Where is it? I don't remember. Mama says, getting up for more water. Then she stops in her tracks. Well, now, let's see, she says, scratching her head. Maybe it's in that box in my closet. I put stuff there that your dad gave me. I forgot about the poem, though, till just now. I run up the stairs, 2 at a time. I hop over the top step and almost fall into Mama's room. I push past the shoeboxes full of dream books and no good lottery tickets and fabric scraps and go for the one marked with my dad's name. Gregory. I lift the box out of the closet like a fragile piece of glass. But I'm too scared to open it up. When I do, tears come to my eyes. There's pictures of me and Daddy standing in front of the house, playing football in the yard. Him carrying me on his back up the stairs. I haven't seen these pictures since Daddy died. Mama's yelling for me to hurry up because I got to go to school in a half hour. I'm looking through all the pictures, but I don't see no poems. I find Daddy's birth certificate and the driver's license from when he drove a cab. I just about give up. But then I see a crumpled brown paper bag that's been smoothed out and folded tight. The words is written out real neat and straight and strong. Brown, beautiful, brilliant. My, my Malika is brown, beautiful, brilliant. Mine. Mama is calling me. I can't answer. My mouth is full of Daddy's words, and my head is remembering him again. Tall, dark, and smiling all the time. Then gone when his cab crashed into that big old bread truck. Gone away from me for good till now. Malika, you got to go to school, girl, Mama says, heading upstairs. I fold the poem and stuff it in my pocket. Then I take the picture of Daddy with me on his back and put that in my other pocket. Find anything? Mama asks, sitting next to me on the bed. Just some stuff, I say, walking out of the room to get my jacket. Mama doesn't ask what kind of stuff. It ain't that she don't care. She just ain't ready to look or listen to Daddy again. She shoves the pictures back in the box and puts a box on the shelf. I kiss Mama goodbye, and soon she's in the sewing room, threading the needle. By the time I shut the front door, all I hear is that sewing machine going like crazy.